Erin Riau, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Jack. Yes, that's right. And that prediction, he's not alone. There's about a 75% chance of a quarter point increase. This is according to the CME Group data, and that's using the Fed Funds future contracts as a guide. However, there's another no hike camp that 25% believe that there's going to be no hike at all. And this comes as policymakers, they're really deciding whether or not to put a pin in their aggressive tightening campaign, given that we are living through a mini banking crisis right now, a global one at that. We just saw over the weekend that Credit Suisse was forced purchased by UBS. Basically, Swiss regulators came in and said, you have to buy this. It both venerated old Swiss banks. Obviously, Credit Suisse has been on the ropes for a while, but this comes into question now. What does Jerome Powell, Fed chair, do on Wednesday? The argument that, you know, the Fed has to save face, that they should raise rates because they said they were going to. It's the Federal Reserve. They don't have to do anything they don't want to do. And also, might it be wiser to do what's best for the global economy? I think they're going to do absolutely what needs to be done. We saw Senator Warren over the weekend say that she thinks Jerome Powell needs to be replaced. I'm also of the opinion that, you know, you're not going to be that much happier with the next person. Powell has been saddled with incredible inflation given what we did during the pandemic, which needed to be done. But generally, I think when it comes to Treasury heads, Fed chairs, particularly Fed chairs, these are not some Machiavellian partisan people. They're doing their very best to serve the private needs of a public institution, the U.S. government, yet they are a private institution, the Federal Reserve, and they're doing the best they can to keep everything afloat.
One of the issues they may indirectly have, Erin, before I let you go, Erin Riau, is the reports this morning, the U.S. Federal Reserve may have had worries or did have concerns about Silicon Valley Bank and their risky asset ratio or practices more than a year before the collapse a week and a half ago. We heard nothing. I didn't hear anything publicly. I didn't hear anyone utter any alarms.
You know what? And it makes you wonder, what other banks are they worried about? Because Silicon Valley is not alone.
Yep. All right. Erin Riau, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks.